Okay. Next one is me. So somebody else has to watch the time and drag me off the stage. Welcome to the bit of an update on LibreOffice accessibility. In this particular case, PDF accessibility. My name is Thorsten. We're running our own company here, a consultancy, and some products around LibreOffice. This work here has been funded by a customer, so that's always great to have people paying for improvements in LibreOffice. I'm very grateful for that. That's why we can present this today. Quickly, there is a difference between document and application accessibility. So accessibility can be many, many things, from the Wikipedia makes products, devices, services usable by people with disabilities. And of course, the main thing that needs to be accessible with LibreOffice is the software itself. And there's been a lot of work ongoing over many years there, but also what LibreOffice produces, the documents, also need to be accessible. So that's more on the services side, or the products, the outcome there. Application accessibility, as I said, lots of work has been ongoing. There's been two tenders from the foundation. Both of them went to HYPRA, and I think one of them, I think there's still a bit of work ongoing there. The first one definitely is finished. That resulted in some cleanups and some checks, and also some build time checking that all the dialogues have all the prerequisites set so that the GUI remains accessible. And the second tender is for actually being able to enabling to run and also like not breaking it going forward in the with the platform accessibility APIs, so that the screen readers and other tools actually work with LibreOffice and make that testable and kind of lock that down. So that was some LibreOffice Excel. Oh, and Jobs Corner advertising. So LibreOffice is looking for some accessibility engineer. There is a there's a job posting there, and if you're interested, apply about now. I think the deadline is sometime next week, I believe, closing that. So yeah, or tell your friends and family. So document accessibility, that's what I'm focusing on. Relevant standards, and we're talking about PDF here, is some web content accessibility guidelines. That's about HTML mostly, but much of that also applies to other document types. And then there's the PDF UA, the PDF Universal Accessibility Standard, that mandates lots of things, mostly metadata that is at the document, so that suitable tools like screen readers can extract that and say, okay, I need to read this, but I don't need to read that. Or for images, that there is a description, like a textual description, what this image contains. There's a nice overview and an actionable list of checks that you can go through in the so-called Matterhorn protocol. And if you pass that checklist, then you can be pretty sure that your document is accessible. And there's validators for that. The PAG one and the Vera PDF PAG is closed source or source available or something, if you ask. And Vera PDF is a proper open source. Okay, so what did we do? We fixed a lot of bugs. There are still some bugs left, I hear, about 14 when I checked last. So anybody who's interested in having accessibility bugs fixed, give me a call. And that's what we did. So quite a chunk of things that still had to be fixed after so very many years. At the let's say core level, like actually getting metadata that was already there in the document down into the PDF in a correct way. So like getting the information down, that was the first thing, so that the PDF export could write it to disk, and then also getting it in a proper way. So like at the right position in the metadata structure, not forgetting something, not mistyping some tags, etc. Yeah, and it's quite across the board what we did there. And I can say that for reasonably complex documents, actually we're passing now the accessibility checks, like those validators. So that was actual bug fixing. And we also had to add a few features. The most important one is adding this decorator flag for flies. So if you check the latest, I think we missed 7.4, I'm not sure, but in any case, recent master, if you insert in Writer, if you insert a text frame on the options page, you get a new checkbox that says decorative. So you can now say, this is this content here is not important for the document. This is just some whatever coat of arms for your family, or it's just a background picture, or something that is not really important for the content. It's just decoration, and that was not saved. Also not saved in ODF. So that actually was a feature we had to add to be able to, so users could say, okay, this is not important, that is not important, but this is, and then being able to save and reload that. And some UX improvements on the accessibility checker dialog, which was the work from Collabora, good stuff there. Also the third one, online accessibility checker, if you enable experimental features, then you get in the extras menu, you get some automatic checking thing, which is this one, automatic accessibility checking. And if you do that, you get this kind of counter there, like how many more accessibility bugs do I still need to check or fix. So that part of the toolbar. And so we made the actual dialog a little bit nicer to use. In this case, like not making it modal, because if it's modal, you can't interact with the document. So you get a warning, like in this case, no alt text for the image. So you want to kind of select the image and set the alt text, but for that you need to close the dialog. So if you have more than, let's say, 10 things there, then you forget where you were. So it's much nicer if it's not modal. And also have some rescan buttons. So it's kind of orthogonal to this automatic online check. Right, so that was that. As I said, in a decent shape now, far from done, but starts to be usable. Future plans is user experience. So the goal should be to be on par with Word. So really, like not having users click four times every single image that they need to